What up, doe, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Daily Upside. I'm your host, Keenan Rivals, bringing you guys some more sports cards news. If you're new to this show, we talk about sports cards every day, so definitely subscribe, like, all that good stuff. As always, want to jump out and say, hey, none of this is financial advice. I'm just showing you guys how my brain works. I'm just letting you know the things that I find, what I look at, and what I find interesting. So yeah, today is going to be a pretty quick episode. We're going to jump right into this one. Looking at The Athletic here, don't see much NBA news. You know, probably not going to see a lot until we get to that trade deadline, which I'm very excited about. I love the second half of, like, basketball. I did see here that, you know, the Lakers are still looking at the whole, like, Westbrook ordeal, maybe trading him. Zach LaVine came back, and the Bulls got a W yesterday. So, as predicted, once Zach LaVine comes back, they're just going to start winning again. So, really excited about what they're doing. But, yeah. Not a lot going on here, and not a lot happening in the market either. You know, I was looking at some cards and trying to just find some different plays, and I feel like I gave you guys a lot of information yesterday to kind of start off. So I just kind of started doing my own thing and just browsing the market as I normally do. If you watch football, you know Tom Brady took a loss here recently. I was rooting for Tom Brady, man. I wasn't a big Tom Brady fan growing up. But, man, just respect to that, man. Like, I was a Tom Brady hater, you know, in the same way that I used to be a Kobe hater when I was younger. I was always like, T-Mac. And then I just grew up, and I was like, yo, Kobe's that guy. And, yeah, same thing for Tom Brady here. So I was just looking at his cards to kind of figure out, like, you know, what's going on with the Tom Brady market. Did his prices dip? How do they compare to LeBron? All that good stuff. And right off the bat, I was just blown away by the first card that I saw. It was like a 2019 optic of Tom Brady, PSA 10, for those of you not watching on YouTube. And it sold for $65. And then I was scrolling down, and I was just seeing, like, National Treasures go for, like, $2,500 for PSA 10. You know, very low pops on those cards. And, you know, I just kept going and going. And I was like, man, you know, Tom Brady's Panini stuff is pretty high. And it got me thinking, like, is football ahead of like, basketball in terms of, like, pricing and Panini? And you know, I was looking at these, like I was looking at a 2016 Panini playoff card of Tom Brady. A PSA 10 went for $86. I don't know much about the playoff set. I'm not going to pretend like I do. But that just seemed like a lot of money for what looks like a very basic card. And same thing, his 2018 Panini Classics, Tom Brady, PSA 10, sold for $100. So then I was like, okay, let me go look at, like, some LeBron stuff. And I just typed in his optic. And for those of you who are watching on YouTube or who are not watching on YouTube, I put a price limit of $35 here. I was like, show me all the LeBron James optic cards that have sold for under $35 that are PSA 10. And it came up with, like, 466 results. And it was just like, you know, his Donruss optic from 2019 sold for $13. Some of the inserts are going for, like, $18 and $20. You can get a hollow of a Panini optic insert for $32, PSA 10. And I was just like, man, Tom Brady's cards are, like, triple this price point. And, like, I know this isn't, like, a great, like, ordeal. Like, no one's really interested in buying these cards or taking this gamble. But it really just showed me the difference between, like, a Tom Brady Panini, you know, card versus a LeBron Panini card. And it got me thinking, like, okay, this is an opportunity here. This is a way we can potentially make some money. Now, it's not guaranteed, but it's a way that we can make some money. The football market has taken off. People are feeling football. They're feeling Panini. They're feeling Tom Brady. They're feeling Mahomes. Like, they got their GOAT. They got their next guy up. And the market is looking really good. And I'm like, this is just a nice way to, like, indicate, well, what basketball cards are going to go up. You know, if we're looking at this and we're seeing, like, Tom Brady's optics go for $100, well, then it might be a good idea to start buying some LeBron James optics for when he, you know, just kind of re-solidifies himself, because obviously he's on a down year. And yeah, I mean, I think you guys kind of get the point. You can kind of scroll through this and just kind of figure these things out. So I was looking at all those Tom Brady cards. I was blown away by some of the prices. So I was like, okay, well, let's go look at Patrick Mahomes. Like, if football has figured this thing out, let's go look at Patrick Mahomes, and to my surprise, his cards are booming. Now, obviously, he's just coming off a win, so that's going to factor into it, but, you know, you'll see why that makes sense later. So I'm looking at Patrick Mahomes' optic, and one just sold for, you know, $1,449 for PSA 10 optic. So, you know, I'm scrolling. I also noticed, like, his score rookie is going for, like, $300. That's why I was telling you guys, like, if you look at where is it at? If you go to Upside Auctions, you'll see that I've been putting like those Chronicle rookies in there for, you know, Ja Morant and Luka and Trae Young, because, you know, they're going to have this level of potential, you know, when those players, or if those players become superstars. So, yeah, essentially I'm just doing the same thing that we did for Tom Brady and LeBron for like Patrick Mahomes and, you know, whoever you like, you know. So if the Mahomes optic is going for $1,449 for the PSA 10, first thing you want to do is jump over the card ladder and start looking up the optic cards. Now what you're going to notice right off the bat is that, well, you know, Luka and Trae Young have, you know, a higher pop report than Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes has 3,317 Donruss Optic PSA 10, and Luka has 4,619. And, yeah, you know, it's not too big of a difference, but, you know, in this case, what you want to do is you want to use the market cap method. So, because, you know, there's a different pop report, well, then you got to go to the market cap method. And what we're seeing here is that the Patrick Mahomes Donruss Optic has a market cap of $4 million. So that should tell you, like, hey, if Luka becomes the face of the NBA, if he becomes a star, if he becomes, like, the guy we're going to, like, kind of lean into, then it's possible for his optic, you know, market cap to be around $4 million. And then you kind of have to configure that price point. Now, my guy is Trae Young, so I'm going to do the same thing for him. His market cap right now is $254,000. And he actually has less optic rookies than Mahomes. So I'm like, okay, well, if Trae Young starts to do his thing, he starts to ball out, well, there's a good chance that his optic could be that $1,000 card. Now, obviously, in basketball, we have a lot more Prism rookies. So, you know, that'll kind of take some of the market away. So you kind of got to be smart in your configurations. But again, it gives you a good basis, a good foundation to really figure out, you know, what kind of price point could you get if your guy becomes, you know, Patrick Mahomes, if he becomes that of basketball. Now, one thing you might want to go to as well is you might want to go back to that eBay listings or those completed listings of Mahomes rookies, and then you might want to go to highest priced. Now, what that's going to show you is like, well, what high-end cards of Patrick Mahomes are moving, you know? If we look at the highest price, we can see that a National Treasures, like rookie of his, sold an insert set. We can see his Panini Contenders PSA 10 sold for $24,000. Obviously, Contenders is the set of football. That's why I'm so big on it on basketball, because it's like, if Patrick Mahomes is their solidified GOAT and his Contenders is going for $24,000, well, once Luka kind of becomes the solidified GOAT, or Trae Young or Ja Morant or Jason Tatum or whoever you're big on, well, then, you know, we're going to start wanting to compare those cards. Same thing here. If you scroll down, you'll see his next card is the field level rookie, which is pretty much basketball's, you know, select silver or select courtside silver. So we're seeing that that's being, you know, fairly, you know, valued pretty well here. So again, that might be, you know, you don't see a prism silver up here. You see the select silver. So that might be an indicator to go ahead and pick one of those up for basketball. Now, this is not going to pan out every time. You know, some cards might do well in certain sports and not other sports. And that's 100% the case. But again, it's a good foundation to kind of build from. You know, you want to be able to see like, okay, well, these are the cards that are moving of his, and maybe I should grab some of these in basketball. You know, a Kaboom recently sold. Maybe I want to go grab that Kaboom because I see what Kaboom looks like, you know, when a player reaches superstardom. So, yeah, those are the kind of things that I'm thinking about. I compared his Prism rookie to Trae Young's Prism rookie, but the pop is so different, but you can still use the market cap method here as well. And that'll kind of help determine like what fair price value this could kind of hit. And yeah, that's just some of this things that I do to kind of start predicting sports cards. If you guys haven't already, definitely head to thehighupsideshow.com so you can get this in your inbox every day. We're making these videos every day. We're sending out morning bins every day, trying to help you guys invest in sports cards and kind of look at it from my perspective. So yeah, that's going to be end of this episode. If you guys haven't already, click like, subscribe, all that good stuff. And I'll catch you tomorrow. Happy investing.